would like to learn over the Tosfos Lema Tevet Yufta. Baruch Hashem got a little clearer to me. I'd like to share this with the Yoilim. The Gemara asked Akasha, if you will assume that the Mishnah is speaking about Bori Yobori, that's either Nizik and side the Mazik or Tainus Bori. So the Gemara asked, it says in the Mitziyosa, it says if there were two Shvorim from one Bailim that were chasing a third Shvorim, and the Nizik said that the Godol Hizik, the Mazik said that the Cotton Hizik. So the Mishnah says, we say, Hamaytzi mechaveiroi olav araya. He cannot be goive from the Godol unless he brings aid. But it would seem that al kaponim, he takes from the Cotton like the Haidah of the Alashel, the Eidah of the Mazik. So the Gemara asks, so this is a tiyufte to Rabbi Bar Nosson. Rabbi Bar Nosson said, Tono Echitim v'hoideloi b'sayrim is potter. Now here, the Nizik is Taiveya, the Godel. The Mazik is Maiden, the Cotton. So according to Rabbi Bar Nosson, he should be potter to pay the, with the cotton. The godel needs a raya, and the cotton is tonechit and vahidalei b'sayr. Leime tehevet tiyufte de rabbe barnos. Vehim toima. So Tosfos es sakashe. Va'amaylei muki lo keram gamliel. Do oma bepeirik shvues adayonim. Tonechit and vahidalei b'sayrim potter. De rabbe gamliel mechay. Now, we have to appreciate what Tosfos Kasha was. The Mishnah in Shavuos is speaking about Shavuos. Shavuos Maida B'Miktzas. Tanoi Chitim V'Hoideloi B'Soirim. So Rabbi Gamliel says, Yochayiv to swear on the Chitim. Because he's called a Maida B'Miktzas. The Chachamim hold you're not mechuyev to swear on the Chitim because he's not considered a moide b'miktzas. So now Tosfos in the Kasha assumed as follows. If according to Rabbi Gamliel you swear on the Chitim because you're called a moide b'miktzas, so are considered, it's considered there's a haidah on the Sa'irim. He's moide on the Sa'irim, therefore you have to swear on the Chitim. So it seems it's Haidah. Haidah means he's Mechuye for his Haidah. The Chachamim say, you're potter to swear on the Chitim. So they hold it's not a Moide B'miktzitz. So it could be they hold there's no Haidah. There's no Haidah on Sairim in order to be Mechayev Ashur. So Tosfos says, so we have here a Machlokes Tanoim. Does it have a Teiras Haidah Legabi Chiyev Shvuah? And Tosfos held, Hu adin legabi chiyav tashlumim. If it's Haidah, it's Haidah for everything. If it's not Haidah, it's not Haidah for nothing. So Memela, so Tosfos says, so what is the calamity over here? Leim et evit yuvta derabe barnosen. There's a machlekes tanoim lemaise in Shavuos. If it has a Teiras Haidah, if it doesn't have a Teiras Haidah, now, if Rabbi Bar Nosson holds that he's potter to pay for Seirim, he does not have a Teirah Seidah. So Rabbi Bar Nosson holds like the Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel says it's called a Moide B'Miktzah, so it has a Teirah Seidah. So Gamliel, it's not like Rabbi Bar Nosson. So Memele, yes, the Kasha, Leimet, Evet, Yufte, the Rabbi Bar Nosson, from our Mishnah, since it's a Machloikis Tanoim, the whole memra of Rabbi Bar Nosson is a machlokes tanoim. So let us say our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Gamliel, who zichet doesn't hold that it doesn't have a Torah seidah. He holds if it's seidah, legabi moide b'mitzvos, so he's zichet chayv to pay for the seirim. That was Tosfos Kasha. V'yesh loimar, the mahadaluk mikerabon. So the first Teres of Tosfos says, my line of reasoning is 100% right. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it has a Teres Haido, Yechayev Ansoirem. According to the Chachomim, it's not called the Moide B'Mikzis, it doesn't have a Teres Haido, so Yepoter Ansoirem. Why the Gemara did not answer that our mission is going according to Rabbi Gamliel? Because Gemara wanted that the Mishnah should go a little bit the Chachomim, like this year, Zatzing, I'm the Mishnah, Das Yochid. Gemara wanted to go according to the Rabbonim, and that is why the Gemara says it's speaking about not Bori Yabori, it's speaking about Shemo Bori. That's the first Teretz of Tosfos. Now Tosfos starts saying Chidushim, and Tosfos says as follows, the Rabbe Bar Nosan Omro Lemilsei Kekulei Alma. Not the way I assume till now, that the whole member of Rav Bar Nosan is only a libe de chachomim, that it doesn't have a teres haido legabi moide b'miktes, it doesn't have a teres haido legabi chiyuv tashlumim. No, it's not true. Rav Bar Nosan omre le milsei kekul alma. Le mechayiv Rav Gamliel ele shvue. That means Rav Gamliel said, yechayiv mitzchayiv shvue. But Rabbi Bar Nosan is saying, Afilo, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you're not mechuyev to pay the seirim. You're not mechuyev to pay seirim. Rabbi Gamliel said, chayv, you have to swear on the chitim. But you're not mechuyev to pay for the seirim. Rabbi Bar Nosan is saying a universal statement, that you're potter to pay for the seirim according to everyone. According to Rabbi Gamliel, according to the Chacham, everyone holds you're potter to pay for the seirim. So before we go further, Memele, the Kash is not Shmer. Tosfos is asking, Akash, let us say our mission is going according to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Bar Nosan also according to Rabbi Gamliel, you're also potter to pay for the seirim. That's the Teretz already to the Kash. But now Tosfos is going to prove this Teretz. Going to prove this Teretz. That Rabbi Bar Nosan is going to fill according to Rabbi Gamliel. The Rabbi Bar Nosan omre le milsei kekul alma, v'loi mechayev Rabbi Gamliel ele shvue. Di have mechayev bidmei seirim. If you will tell me that Rabbi Gamliel holds, afil according to Rabbi Bar Nosan, yechayev dmei seirim, minolei le Rabbi Bar Nosan darabonam pligi lei boho. So where did Rabbi Bar Nosan? So we have one Tane which is clearly not like Rabbi Bar Nosan. Rabbi Gamliel holds that you pay for the seirim. Tane mechid moide v'seirim, you pay for the seirim. If that is true, so where did Rabbi Bar Nosan see that the chachamim are chaylik in this nekud of Rabbi Gamliel? That they hold you don't pay for the seirim. Minol el Rabbi Bar Nosan the Rabbanan poligalei boho. Dilme le'inyin shvue davke pligi. Maybe the machloikis between the Chachomim and Rabbi Gamliel is there a chiyuv shvue? Only you got be that. Rabbi Gamliel holds is a chiyuv shvue to swear on the chitim. Chachomim hold there's no chiyuv shvue to swear on the chitim. But lemaise, legabi paying the seirim, it's ichi called that door. If Rabbi Gamliel holds you pay for the seirim, like I assumed in the kasha, so could be the chamim also holds you pay for the seirim. Why are you potter from a shvui? Dumbly in shvui davke pligi, the siv ki huze, the beinen hoido mi min hataine. By Shvuas Moide B'Mitzes, the Pasuk, we learn now from the Pasuk, this is the Svar of the Chachamim, that the Hido has to be Mimin Hataine. That means, if he's Monin Chitim, you have to be Moide in Chitim, in order to swear on Chitim. If he's Monin Chitim, and you're Teveyas, and you're Moide in Seirim, there's no din Shvu on the Chitim. So there's a special Gzeres HaKosav in Shvuas Moide B'Mitzes, that in order to swear on the chitim, you have to be moide to what he's toiveya. So if he's like, he who's there, you need a do mi min ataine. He's toiveya chitim, you have to be moide and chitim. Then you swear shvuas moide be mixes. So zok Tosfos, so if we will assume that Rabban Gamliel holds you pay soirim, like I assumed before. So it could be the Chomim also hold you pay soirim. The Chomim only say you're potter from a shvuah, because by shvuah this might is bemixes, it says, the Hidoh has to be mimin hataine. You have to be made to the mean that he's teveya. If he's teveya, chitim. In order for me to be mechuyev to swear on chitim, I have to be made in chitim. If I'm not made in chitim, I don't swear on chitim. That is the svar of the Chachamim, which the Gemara brings, this is 100% true. So where did Rabbi Bar Nosson see that the Chachamim hold your potter to pay for the Seirim? The Yisod of Machloikis is, are you mechuyev to swear on the Chitim? The Chitim, the Rabbi Bar Nosson Sova, the Mahai Taime, the Potri Rabbonon Shvue, they have in Nami Hidoil Ischayiv Seirim. I, maybe you'll tell me no. This pasuk that tells me you need oido mimina taine, it's not only a giloi in chiyev shvua an chitim, it's a giloi that it's not called oido to pay soirim. It's inclusive. You can't separate shvua in tashlumim. And if the chachamim hold that you're potter to swear on the chitim because it's not aido mimina taine, so it's aiskish part, it's not called aido afilu to pay the seirim. So memela, that's what you'll say. So Taisi says, I'll prove to you that that's not true. Domrinin b'shvuas adayonim, tonu chitim usairim v'hoidaloi be'echad mehem. What is if he, that you was teveya, you owe me 100 pounds of chitim, 100 pounds of seirim. The Nitva says, 100 pounds of seirim, I owe you 100%. 100 pounds of chitim, I don't owe you. So it says there, tonu chitim usairim v'hoidaloi be'echad mehem, potter. He's potter to swear. He's potter to swear on the chitim. Because the haido of the soirim is not mimina taina of the chitim. Vahosam vadi chai lekulam, vadi lekulam achai b'meshetonoi. There the soirim is ichem achuyiv to pay. He's moning him soirim. He's maiden soirim. Vafilochi potam ishvue. So you see that the chiyiv shvua and chitim is not at all connected to the chiyuv tashlumim and the seirim. And I'm proving it to you black and white. That tana chitim is seirim v'oidolei be'echad mehem. He's mechuyiv to pay seirim and is potter to swear on the chitim. So where did Rabbi Bar Nosson see that the Chachomim hold by tana chitim v'oidolei be'seirim that he's potter to pay for seirim? His al-kolchoch is nothing to do with the machloikis, the Rabbon and the Rabban Gamliel. And this Rabbi Bar Nosson said, Alibi de kula alme, you're potter to pay for seirim. It's nothing to do with the machloikis. I saw a meiridike vort in Chidush Rabbi Yaleib. He wants to find for a different shita rishonim, but the way he says pshat, it's mamish, it's like Tosfos wanted to say, without the upshlog of Tosfos. We don't have the upshlog, and we can taka say, like Tosfos learned in the first mala, that this shaila, if you're mechuyev to pay for seirim, or if you're not mechuyev to pay for seirim, is dependent on the machlokes Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim. And he explains as follows. Let us just give two agdomis, and then we'll see it. I mean, this is Emerson, the first lotion of Tosfos. Let us give two agdomis, and then we'll see Amir de Kebir. Hagdoma number one, what is the mechanics of Shvuas Moide Bemiktsis? A Moide Bemiktsis is chayiv to swear on the Tviyah. A Kaifa Hakel is potter to swear. What is the difference in Lomdis between a Moide Bemiktsis and a Kaifa Hakel? So let us talk about, before we go Chitim Aseirim, let's talk about Chitim alone. Reuven is Tavei Shimon, I lent you 100 pounds of chitim. Shimon says, no, it was 5 pounds, not 100 pounds. You're being Tavei 95 extra pounds. It was 5 pounds. And the halacha is, Shimon is mechuyev to swear that you don't owe the 95 pounds. If Reuven is teveya, Shimon, you owe me 100 pounds, and Shimon says, he never lent me chlitim at all, he's potter to swear, he's a kaifa hakel. What is the chilek between amoyde b'mitzis and a kaifa hakel? So then it's in the Gemara, Bob Metzia says, there's a moyde de kechilek. That means like this, when a person, in the first case of amoyde b'mitzis, the Tebei says, you owe me chitim, you owe me 100 pounds of chitim. The Nitva says, you're right, I owe you chitim, but not as much as you say. So we hear from the Nitva that the Teveya has a right to mon from him, but there is a difference of opinion, how much? But we hear from the Nitva that the Teveya can mon from him. He owes the Teveya. So this makes Bezdin think, oh, listen, he says he owes. The Nitva says, I also owe. But now there's a Shaila, how much you owe? You be mevarer that you don't owe the extra 95 pounds. That is a shvuas meida b'miktzus. A kaifa hako. The says, I lent you 100 pounds. The Nitva says, you never lent me anything. So mehechitaisi, I should believe the Teveya more than the Nitva. The Teveya says, I like to. The Nitva says, it's not true. You didn't like. Then there's no chiyuv shvuah. But here, by Amoy de Mitzvah, there's a raglaim ledovo that the Teveya is, there's some truth betvias a Teveya, because we see the Nitva is also made. Now, we have here a machloikis Ram Gamliel and the Chachomim, if Tanoi Chitim Vahoytoloi Besoirim, do you swear on Chitim? I'm going to swear on Chitim. Let's be Megashim Dinyan. Let's say 100 pounds of Chitim are worth $100. 100 pounds of Seirim are worth $90. Fine. So Memele, so the Teveya is mourning 100 pounds of chitim. I lent you 100 pounds of wheat. And he says, no, it was 100 pounds of seirim. I don't owe you 100 pounds. Any 100 pounds of seirim. Fine. Rabbi Gamliel says, you're mechuyev to swear. The Chachomim say, you're not mechuyev to swear. Need haidomi minataina. But what is the lomdis of their machlokes? The lomdis of their machlokes is amiridika lomdis. Rabbi Gamliel held the Teveya is mourning, you owe me, and the Nitva says, I taka owe you. There's a difference of opinion. I owe you chitim, I owe you soirim, but it's called I was minded to your tviya, even though it's a different mean. That's also called Amoyde B'Mikzas. Amoyde B'Mikzas is not dafke the same mean. You're mourning 100 pounds of chitim, Amoyde 5 pounds of chitim. You're mourning, I owe you, and I say I owe you. Good. The difference of opinion over here is, what I owe you, is it chitim or soirim? But Rabban Gamliel held, this is Amoyde B'Mikzas. He's minded his tviya. So therefore, you're mechuyev to swear. The Chachomim have a drosha ki yuzay, need haidomim in ataina, but what's the lomdus of haidomim in ataina? The lomdus of haidomim in ataina is anshuldig. I'm not, what you're saying is nishke shtoige, nishke flege. You say you lent me chitim? Never! I never borrowed from you chitim. I borrowed from you soirim. So this is not called I'm being moided that your tvi is barechtig. That you talk it, what you're being teveya never occurred. You never let me chit him. I borrowed seirim from you, but not chit him. So the chachamim hold, I'm not moided to your tviya. You're being teveya one thing. You're being teveya one thing. You're being teveya the Empire State Building. I've been moided you the Williamsburg Bridge. I mean, what? I'm not being moided to your tviya. These are two different entities. So if I'm not moited to your tviya, so, and your tviya, I'm a kaifa hakel. I never borrowed chitim for you. I borrowed tzayim from you, but you're not talking about tzayim. But there's no, so the chachamim hold, there's no haidor to the tvia of the tveya. Is that money? Is that kofel hakol in this tvia? Your money chitim, I never borrowed chitim for you. So maybe that's why you're potter to swear. That's the oimek hamachlokes in shvua between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachomim. Rabbi Gamliel says the haidah seirim is considered a haidah to his tvia. I agree with you. I owe you. But there's a difference of opinion exactly what I owe you, but it's called a haidah to his tviya. And the Chachamim hold, it's not a haidah to his tviya. I never borrowed chitim from you. Sayim I borrowed from you, but to your tviya, I'm not made it to your tviya. That's the gather of haidah miminatayna. Hanoche Aleph. Hanoche Beis. There's a Teisefte in Bob Metzia, in the Halacha of Haidos Baldin. We have a klal Haidos Baldin Kimeya Eidim Domi. But let's take a case. Reuven schlep Shimon to Bezdin. Shimon, you owe me $100. So Shimon, yes, I owe you $100. That's called Haidos Baldin Kimeya Eidim Domi. Finished. This was a statement said in Bezdin. It's finished. You don't need any aidus anymore. Shimon said in Bezin, I owe you $100. This was said after the Tvi of Reuven. Reuven won from him in Bezin $100. He said, yes, I owe you $100. What'll be the din if Shimon and Reuven are standing in Bezin, and Shimon says in Bezin without any Tvi from Reuven, I owe Reuven $100. Reuven never was Tevei from, but he says, I owe Reuven $100. There was a Haidah without a Tviya. State in Teisefte, that Haidah is worthless. He said he owed him $100. Akasha Babaisa, why you owed him? That Haidah does not have any weight and any value. A Haidah after a Tviya, that's called, he's Tevei of human Bezdin, and you're saying, Bezdin, you're right, I owe you, or whatever he's made him. So that's called, that Haidah is Choshev Kimei Eidim. But if there was no Tviya whatsoever, and the Shimon comes to Bez and says, you know, I owe Reuven $100, this Haidah is worthless. He doesn't owe him a penny. He could say, I was joking, I changed my mind. This Haidah without a Tviya is worthless. Zukta, in the Chedusha Yalek, Zukta, so now, let us clear a Shaila. Tanu chitim v'hoideloi b'soirim. Does he owe him the soirim? So he says, oh, this is dependent on the machloikis, Rabban Gamliel and the Chachome. Rabban Gamliel says you have to swear on the chitim, because he owes a tviyas chitim. Is when you're made in soirim, it's called you're made to my tviya. You're made to my tviya. You're moneying me. I owe you. There's a little difference in opinion. What I owe you? But it's called, I'm made to your tviya, that's why you have to swear on the chitim. Oh, you have to swear on the, you have to pay the seirim also. Because this was a haidah after a tviya. We connect your haidah to his tviya. He was teveya from you and you're made to him. So therefore, according to Rabban Gamliel, you'll have to pay for the seirim. According to the Chachamim, they say you don't have to swear on the Chitim. Why don't you have to swear on the Chitim? Because I wasn't made to your Tviya. You're money for me, Chitim. I tell you, Chitim, that I owe you Sirim. But I never was made to your Tviya. So it comes that you don't have to swear on your Tviya. I don't have to swear on Chitim. And I was made to you. You're money for me, Chitim. I don't have to swear on your Tviya. So if it's not called a Haidah on your Tviya, so that I don't have to pay money also for it. So there's no din of Haidah as Baldin. So it depends. This Shaila, what Tosis in the first Tarif Taka held, this Shaila, do you have to pay for Seirim? Yes or no is dependent the Machloikis Ram Gamliel and the Chachamim. According to the Gamliel that you have to swear on the Chitim, so it's called I was made to your Tvi, even though it's a different mean. So you are Tevei and I'm Moide to you. So this, I have to pay also the Seirim. According to Rav Gamliel, you have to pay. Masha Ein Kein, according to Chomer, they said that you're not Mechuyev to swear on the Chitim, because I was never Moide to your Tevei. You're being Tevei a Chitim, I'm being Moide Seirim. It's two worlds. It does nothing to do to your Tevei. So it's a Hido without a Tevei. A Hido without a Tevei, there's no din of Hido spelled in. So Mamela, it's totally Yoboha. That what Tosfos brought a raya that Tana Chitim Seirim Oidle Becha Ben Mispata, according to the Chachamim, even though he pays Seirim 100%, because there the whole Shaila is not as a Yoam. Mizich owes him the Seirim because he's Tamei a Seirim, and he was made at him on the Seirim. The Shaila is, do I have to swear on the Chitim? According to the Chachamim, listen. Chitim, I never was made to your Tvi and Chitim. I was made to your Tvi and Seirim, but I never was made to your Tvi and Chitim, because I'm made in Seirim. So my mail is no Chiyiv Shvue. But it could very well be that this Shaila, Yim Chuyiv, to pay the Seirim or not, this is Taka like the first Teretz of Tosfos. This depends on the Machlekes of Gamliel and the Chachamim. This is what Chiddush Rabbi Leib wants to say. It's a beautiful beer. Let us get back to Tosfos. Tosfos holds Tosfos holds not like this. Tosfos holds that Rabbi Barnosin is saying, Bein Rabbi Gamliel, Bein Lechachomim, you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay the Seirim. Al Kainir, the Rabbi Barnosin, Lekul Alma Peter Midmei Seirim. Rabbi Barnosin says, according to everyone, I feel according to Rabbi Gamliel, you don't have to pay. The Mashmalei, because he learns, you know why you're part of him, Seirim. The Svarev Shu Potter, Kivin Shahoidaloi Shane Chayvloi Sairim Umochaloi. So Tosfos says two reasons to explain Rabbi Barnosin. One reason, if I'm mourning from you Chitim, so there's a Haidah that I didn't lend you Sairim, I'm mourning from you Chitim, then Tosfos says it's a Mechila. Tosfos says two reasons, and we'll come back soon. Why you need these two reasons. Yesterday we said one mahalach, but today I would like to say that's a much better mahalach. Fine. So Memela, so Tosfos is saying that the reason he's potter from Seirim has nothing to do with Rabbi Gamliel or the Chachamim, the Teiveya that says, I lent you Chitim and not Seirim, and not he doesn't talk about Seirim. So either it's a Heido, I didn't lend you Seirim, it's a Mechilan Seirim. So that is why the Nitva does not have to pay. So Tosfos says, the Svore of Rabbi Barnosin, you're potter to pay, Yizicha potter to pay, because the Teveya was made, you don't know Seirim. The Teveya was Meichel, the Chiyiv Seirim. So Yizicha potter to pay. No, the machloikis, I'm Gamliel, and the Chachomim is, I have to swear on the Chitim. I'm a Zunder Shai, I'm a Chuyiv to swear on the Chitim, and Leo's him a Chuyiv to swear on the Chitim, and the Chachomim hold your potter to swear on the Chitim, Hoidomi Minataine. This is the Tosfos. Now, the Tzais HaChoshen, in Simen Peichof, Sivkotn Yud, Peiches, I'm sorry, Peiches Sivkotn Yud, says as follows. He says, how could this be considered a moide b'miktsas? If Tosfos is saying, according to Rabban Gamliel, you don't have to pay Seirim, so how can you consider that I'm moide to you? The Haido is worthless. He doesn't have, the Haido doesn't, is no value. You put it to pay after your Haido. So this is not called, I'm waited to your taina. If I put it to pace, it's not called Haido. So why is this called a moide b'miktsas? What is Pshat and Tosfos? Tosfos likes it. Split it. He's put it to pay, but he's chayv to swear. So how do you say, how do you understand this? He's put it to pay, and it's still called a Haido. If he's put it, so it's not called a Haido. This is the Tzoy says. Zuk the Ktsais Azoi. We'll come back to Tosfos in 3 minutes. But let's say what the Ktsais says first. Be'emesin, when you learn Shulchan Aruch, there's a Mechaber and a Remo. The Mechaber says, Tonoi Chitim V'hoideloi B'Soirim, he's potter to pay Soirim, because the Teiveya was Moide, he doesn't owe Soirim. You want the Mechitim, so his Moide doesn't owe Soirim. The Remo says, others say it's a Mechila. So we have here, let's not go on what our Tosfos says. I mean, the Tosfos made up a mishmash, but let's forget about our Tosfos for a minute. But Poshet, you have a machloikis, the machaber and the remo. The machaber says, if he's not mourning soirim, it means he's moide, he didn't lend him soirim. That's why he's potter to pay. According to the remo, he was moichel the soirim. Fine. Zok the heilike tzois hazak. Zok the tzois. If we will learn like the Mechaber, that it's considered a Heido, it's a Heido, so he says, let's see what's happening over here. The Malve says, I lent you Chitim, in parentheses, not Soirim. I didn't lend you Soirim. Say, by Dos Baldin, I didn't lend you Soirim. Dos Baldin, can I aid him, Dami? He didn't lend him Soirim. The Loive says, I borrowed Soirim. You have Eidos Baldin, that he owes him Soirim. So I have over here Eidos Keneged Eidos. The Malva says, you don't owe me Soirim. The Leiva says, I do owe you Soirim. Mirdike Dintair over here. Tvei Elachidim, Abol Kaponim. Zaktik Tzois. Let me ask you a Shaila. The Nitva says, I borrowed Soirim. Is the Nitva Mechuyif to pay Soirim? He says he sure is. He knows he borrowed soil. The Malva says he didn't borrow soil. He's telling me, I know that I did borrow soil. So he says, Bidini Shamayi, if you learn, don't learn it's a Mechila, if you learn it's a Hido. So the Gabi Bezdin can't Mishsacharain over here. Bezdin, the Leiva says, I borrowed Soirim, so Bezdin can't go and take it away from him because the Malva says, I didn't lend him Soirim. So Bezdin hands are tied. But the Emerson mitzad the Leiva owes Soirim. He says, I owe Soirim. And Bidin Yishmaim is Machuyev to pay. After 120 years, he'll come to Bezdin Shalmaila and they'll ask him, you borrowed Soirim, why didn't you pay him? Because he said, I didn't. But you know you borrowed. He's mechuyev to pay. Bezdin doesn't know what to do over here because there's a Eidor keneged Eidor. But the loive, the Eidor of the loive, mitzad the loive, he's mechuyev to pay. That's Eidor's Bezdin, he's mechuyev to pay. Zok tek tzois, so it's no problem, I asked the kasha according to Rabbi Bratayse said, Rabbi Gamliel, hold, you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay, and you're mechuyev to swear. So the Ktzais asked, how can you have such a scenario? He doesn't have to pay, and it's called the Hido. So the Ktzais, if you learn the whole reason he doesn't have to pay, his child is Bezdin can't be mechayev him to pay, because it's a Hido, keneged Hido. But in reality, he's mechuyev to pay. Lots of Yidei Shemaim is mechuyev to pay. Rabbi Barnosen says Bezdin can't mourn from him because he was moide that I don't know him. So he can't mourn from him. But that's a mizmachuyev to pay. So therefore it's called Eidor Spaldin. So it's called moide b'mitzvahs, Zuktik Tzais. So I understand Tzais beautifully. It's called a moide b'mitzvahs because the loiv is saying, I owe you Soirim. I'm a chuyev to pay you Soirim. Nitake lefi divrei loiv is mechuyev to pay him take. That's called the Maida b'mitzas. So, but Bezdin can't mourn from him. So Mamele, that's very good. Zochtek tzois. So he brings down the tzois. He understands tzois. Gevaldi. He says, but according to the Remo that says that it's a mechila. So when the Teiveya said, I lent you chitim means, what's with the Seirem? I'm boichel you the Seirem. So Maise, he doesn't know him Seirem. And then the Leiber says, I owe you Seirim. But he doesn't owe him Seirim. He was Meichel. I mean, he doesn't have... So he says, according to that pshat, he's not called the Meide B'mitzvahs. He's not called... That doesn't make sense. He's not called the Meide B'mitzvahs. He says, the Tosfos only makes sense if you learn like the Mechaba, if you learn like the Ramah. It can't be. He's potter to pay because he was Meichel. And he's chayv to swear. If he's potter to pay because he's Meichel, he says, no, he don't. So I say chayv to swear. Ad kan loshen aktsais. So when I learned this taisvis, shaymu shamayim. The ktsais is going on this taisvis, and this taisvis says, he's potter to pay, shahotimin shahoydeloi shen chayv loi soirim, umochaloi. Shaymu shamayim. Taisvis says he's Meichelim. And the Ktzai says, if you're Meichelim, hey, you can't be chayiv to pay. What did the Ktzai do with this Taisvis? He's going at this Taisvis, and he says, if it's a Mechila, yeah, so this I had a problem. So I'd like to say a Teretz, which was Neschadish to me today. I saw another Shtikl in Chedushi Rabbi Yalei, that here's another Ha'ora on this Taisvis, And with this Tachsamer, we'll have a new insight on the Taisvis. We'll understand Haidor Mechila better. And Tachsamer, then it won't be schwer on the Taisvis. Rabbi Yalei Be'ez HaKashe, it's Haidor, it's Mechila, I mean, it's, you're saying like you're throwing, it's Haidor, if it's Haidor, it's. So Rabbi Yalei Bazai, he says, let's take a scenario. Reuven comes to Shimon, you owe me I lent you 100 pounds of chit. Lent you 100 pounds of chit. Shimon says, I borrowed from you 100 pounds of sa'ir. I borrowed from you 100 pounds of sa'ir. Now, the hoidah of Shimon can be understood in two ways, Father. The Haidah of Shimon could mean that day that you said you lent me 100 pounds of chitim, I'm childik, it wasn't chitim, it was seirim. I borrowed 100 pounds of seirim. That's one way you can look at it. You can look at it another way. Shimon is saying, I borrowed from you 100 pounds of seirim. That means that when you say Sunday you lent me 100 pounds of chitim, I never borrowed anything for you. 2 weeks before, I borrowed him 100 pounds of seirim. So the haidah of Shimon could be bechlal, not there's a disagreement what he lent him. This, however, what you're talking about is nishkishtaike nishkishtaike, but you never lent me chitim. Not you say you lent me chitim, and then I say you lent me seirim. Nah! That was non-existent whatsoever. But I did borrow from you one seirim. I did borrow you one seirim. So when Shimon says, I borrow from you seirim, there are two ways we can understand this haidah. Either the halva that you say was chitim was seirim, or, no, the halva that you're talking about is non-existent. I once borrowed from you seirim. Zut Rabbi Yalei. And these two nidoinim, Taisvah says two cheshbainis. If the shaila is, what you lent me, you say you lent me chitim, and I say, I lent you, I borrowed from you soirim, the shaila was on that halvor, so there's no mechila over there, he's mechilim. He's not mechil anything. He said, I lent you chitim. He's saying, I didn't lend you seirim. That's what he's saying. He said, I lent you chitim. He said, no, I borrowed seirim. So there's a haidah from the teveya, I didn't lend you seirim. He says, I lent you chitim. The shah is what was lent. So he's moida, I didn't lend you chitim, I didn't lend you seirim, I lent you chitim. There's a haidah, there was no halvo on seirim. That's if we're speaking about what, if there's a difference of opinion, what the Havo was. He says the Havo was Chitim. He says the Havo was Seirim. So we have a door from the Tevei, I did not lend you Seirim, I lent you Chitim. We have another Shaila. Yenna says, when you talk about Frischgesteig Nishkeva, 2 weeks before I borrowed Serum from you. Now, the Shaila is, why doesn't the Teveya speak, the Teveya is speaking about Avodah that happened Sunday. Now, if we'll say that 2 weeks before, on a Wednesday, the Nitva borrowed Seirim, and that's got in his Eidor, so why doesn't the Teveya speak about the Seirim? Or upon him, the Teveya should have said, after he said, I borrowed Seirim 2 weeks ago, he should have said, yeah. That's right, you owe me Seirim also. Why, if this is a new Eidor to him on a different Tviya, why didn't he say, you see, you're having problems with Tachin. You made the Yom Yisrael 100%. That's for a different halva. Why did the Teveya only speak about Chitim? So, Weistachois, if there was a second halva, and he's not speaking about it, that's a Raya his Moichel. He, not being Teveya the second halva, that's a Raya his Moichel. Zogt Rabbi Yaleib, Toisvis, that says, there's a Haidah and a Mechila, both are true. And that, if the Nitva is being made, that what you say, you lent me Chitim, he says, I borrowed Tzairim, and that is a Haidah. I'm saying the Halvo was Chitim, not Tzairim. That is a Haidah. If in the Haidah of the Nitva is saying there once was a Halvo of Seirim, now what you're talking about, there once was a Halvo of Seirim, and the Teveya ignores that completely, that's a Raya, there's a Mechila. So therefore, when Rabbi Barnosan says, Tonoi Chitim V'Hoidoloi B'Seirim, he's potter to pay Seirim, Rabbi Barnosan took whatever could be Nichlal in the Eidah of the Nitva, could be his Maida that he once borrowed Seirim, could be he's saying that what you lent me, Chitim, it's not Chitim, it was Seirim. Whatever the Nitva is saying, he's potter to pay on the Seirim. And that Taisva says, either Mitam Eidah, that's an, or Mitam Mechila. But the Mechila is not on what he's being Teveya him now. The Mechila is, if it's a Haidah on a different Alvo, then there's a Mechila on that. So Memele, if that's Pshat not Teisvis, so when we're speaking about Shvu'e, we want to be Mechayvim a Shvu'e, so the Teveya comes to the Nitva, according to Ram Gamliel, not. I lent you Chitim. That's what the Teveya month from the Nitva. So the Nitva says, no, Seirim. So Bezneles, can you please make yourself explicit? What do you mean? He says, no, that what he says, I lent Chitim. That day I borrowed him. It wasn't Chitim, it was Seirim. Zot Rabbi Gamliel, oh, you have to swear. Oh, that means you're moide that you borrowed that day. But you say it was Seirim. So you're a moide b'miktsas. In this tviyah, there's only a haidah, there's no mechila. And that's what the Ktzais is saying. The whole case of shvuah is, if I'm moide to your tviyah, that's a, you lent me chitim, I'm moide, I borrowed from you then, but it wasn't chitim, it was seirim. That, there is a shayla moide b'miktsas, and there is a shayla moide b'miktsas, and there is no mechila. There's only a haidah. So he said, good. If there's a haidah in Medina Shamayim, then it was like a chayiv to pay Seirim. So that's why it's called a moide b'miktsas, and he's chayiv to swear. But that what Taisus mentions, it's a mechila. A mechila is if we'll take into account that there's a haidah and another halvo. And that will say, That since the Teveya did not speak about that second Alvo, that is a Mechila on the second Alvo. This is, now let's just learn the bottom Teisvis again. I'd like to elaborate a little on the bottom Teisvis. Reishe b'mazik shema, v'yimtoima v'ho loiki k'toni. This was the Okimta of Rapope. Rapope said, that what it says in the Sefer, that the Nizik Omer The Nizik says, Godol Hizik. And the Mazik says, Loiki Elo Cotton Hizik. It is speaking about, no, I'm sorry, we're going back to the Reisha. Reisha B'mazik Shema V'nizik Bori. I'm sorry, we're going back to the Reisha. The Rapopa said, just like the Seif is Bori V'shema, the Reisha is also Bori V'shema. But the Reisha is speaking about, the Reisha is speaking about that the Mazik was a Shema and the Nizik was a Bori. That's what Rapopa said. Reisha b'mazik shema v'nizik bori. V'im toima v'holoiki k'toni. So Taisvis asks, how could Rapopa say that the Reisha is speaking about that the mazik was a shema? It says in the Mishnah, loiki, not the way you said, that the godel is that the Maishay was mazik likey alaloka bisela, he banged himself on the stone. So that's Taisvus Kashya. So how can you say that it's a shema? Yeshloima the bebori ubori nami airi. So Taisvus says the Reish is also speaking about bori ubori. And that is pshat in the loiki. Now, there's a marshoi here, this Taisus is very shver. The whole oivtu of Rapopa was chilek and Rav Chiya Barabe. Rav Chiya Barabe said the reisha is bori yabori. And therefore Rav Chiya Barabe wanted to prove that Simchis holds chilkin by bori yabori. And Rapopa said, you can't say the Reish is Bori or Bori, because you need to me the Sefer, just like the Sefer is Shem or Bori, so the Reish is Bori b'Shem. So that's the whole Gemara. The whole Rapopa is that the Reish is not Bori or Bori. Taisvus asked Akasha's Loiki, oh, it's speaking about Bori or Bori also. So then we're back where we started from. So the Reish is speaking about Bori or Bori. So that's the right Rav Chiya Barabe, that Simchas holds Chilkin, I feel about Bori or Bori. So what happened over here? This Kashe, the Marsha asks. So the Ma'adach's Me'abshat and the Marsha's Teretz is as follows. That what it said, Loiki in the Mishnah, the Sefer it says Loiki, that the Mazik is a Bori, and the Nizik is a Shema. And that we learned yesterday, that is coming to tell us that by Shnei Mazikim, even though the Mazik is a Bori, Sumchis holds Chilkim. That was the previous Taisvis. So the Loiki in the Emtzeise is coming to tell us, even though the Mazik is a Bori, even though the Mazik is a Bori, Sumchis will hold Chilkim. The Reisha, Rapopa said, is speaking about Bori v'Shema. So the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah is, in the Chachomim, that by Bori v'Shema, he said, Moitz mechaveire ola borai. Since the Tana had he say Loiki in the Emtzeisa, so he said the same Loshen in the Reisha Loiki, But the loiki of the reisha is not coming to tell us any chedushim. The loiki of the reisha is agav grore the emtzisa, just like the emtzisa said loiki. That means the Mishnah could also be speaking about bori or bori, but not it's coming to tell us that sumchis holds bori or bori yisei chokim. No, the ikir chedush of the reisha is coming to tell us that the chachamim hold amaitzim yechaveiroi. All of Araya, filled by Bori v'Shema. That's the Chiddush of the Reisha. The Mishnah Chapton Allah, and because in it's speaking by Bori v'Shema, Dumi Yedem Tzis, just like Dem Tzis is Bori v'Shema, Shema Bori, so this is Bori v'Shema. No, they use the same Lashon of the Seif of Dem Tzis that said Loiki, because it could also be speaking about Bori or Bori. But the Bori or Bori of the Reisha is not telling us any chedushim alibe de sumchis. It's agav gror. The ikir chiddush of the Mishnah is by Bori v'Shema. That is pshat and Taisvis.
Now we have another Tosfos, which is far from easy. Loi litoil ve'ein loi. Now let us just review what the Gemara was saying. The Gemara asked Akasha. The Gemara asked Akasha that on Rabbi Bar Nosson, it says in the Sefer there were two mazikin and two nezikin, and the nizik said godol hizik as a godol, the cotton as a cotton, and the mazik said godol hizik as a cotton, the cotton as a godol. So it says in the Mishneh, Hamayitz mechaberi olav araya. It would seem without a raya, he doesn't take, that was the Gemara's kasha, he doesn't take the way he said, he doesn't take the godel, he takes the cotton for the godel. So the Gemara asks, this is a kasha, and Rabbi Bar Nosson, it says, Tonechitim, Vahoydeloi Beseirem is Potter. This was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, no, you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means, not that if he doesn't bring a raya, he'll get the cotton. The Mishnah means, roi litel ve'ein loy, perish, roi litel im tofas, if he was tofas, he'll get the cotton, ve'ein loy im loy tofas, but if he wasn't tofas, he doesn't get the cotton. That's how tofas learns pshat. Now, al kaponim, we have to understand what Tosfos is saying so far. Tosfos is saying, in the case when there were two nezikin, two mazikin, the nizik said, godl as a godl, a cotton as a cotton, the mazik says, cotton as a godl, a godl as a cotton. So the Gemara is saying like this, if loy tofas, he won't get anything. He won't get it because it's tonechit and void loy besayim. He won't get anything. But if it's tofas, if it was tofas both, then he'll get the cotton for the godel and the godel for the cotton. Fine. That's what the Gemara is saying, alibi de tofas. Now, before we go further, we have to understand what is the mechanics, what is the mechanics of this halacha. What are the mechanics of this halacha? If it's loy tofas, so then the din is, he doesn't get anything. If it's tofas, then he'll get the way the mazik was tevayim. The way the mazik was made. Zog tek tzois pshato in Tosfos. He says, Tosfos learns, this is, the shaila is, we have to ask, what does tofas accomplish? What is the accomplishment of tofas? He chapped it, so what? He chapped it. If we learn, and we just said before that Tosfos Taka learns, in the same tviya, it's a haidor keneged haidor. The mechilas, if there's a different haidor, but in the same tviya, it's haidor keneged haidor. So let's talk about our case. Let's talk about The Nizik said the godel was mazik the godel, and the mazik said no, the cotton was mazik the godel. The Nizik says the cotton was mazik the cotton. The mazik says no, the godel was mazik the cotton. Fine. Now, so let's take it apart. Then let's talk about the Nizik said the godel was mazik the godel. So I'm moide that the cotton was not mazik the godel. I'm moide. The godel was mazik the godel, not the cotton. I made it the cotton was not mazik the godel. The nizik says the cotton was mazik the cotton. I made it that the godel was not mazik the cotton. So there's a hidor mitzad de teveya that you don't owe me the cotton for the godel, you don't owe me the godel for the cotton. Fine. The Nitva says, no, it's not like that. I owe you the cotton for the godel, and the godel for the cotton. Fine. Now, without Tvisa, You can't mon from the nitva. How can you mon from the nitva? Because the nitva says, because you yourself are moide, you have no right to mon the cotton for the godel. You have no right to mon the godel for the cotton. So without tvise, that's not true. If he wasn't tough as Engleis, so finished. You say the godel's mazik the godel. You have no raya on this. You said that the cotton was not mazik the godel, so you have no right to take the godel for the cotton. The mazik says the godel was your mazik the cotton. Zok tek tzais. But the mazik says the godel was your mazik the cotton. The cotton was mazik the godel. Zok tek tzais. If you have a haidah kineged haidah, you have here two haidahs baldin. The Teveya says, you don't owe me the cotton. The Nitva says, I do owe you the cotton for the godel. So you have here, do I owe you the cotton, yes or no? So what do we do in such a case? We leave it by the muhsik. I don't know, Bezin can't do anything. We leave it by the muhsik. That means, so whoever's the muhsik, we won't take it away from him. Because we don't know what to do. So that's pshat and tofas. By tofas, it's speaking about that the nizik was tofas the cotton. Now, between you and me, he was tofas the cotton for the hezek of the cotton. But he was tofas the cotton. I want the cotton. I want to be grateful from the cotton. In parentheses, for the cotton. But he was tofas the cotton. He wants the cotton. The mazik says, I owe you the cotton. In parentheses, for the godel. But al kaponim, so you have a haidah. Now we're speaking about for the godel. The mazik says, I owe you the cotton for the godel. The nizik says, you don't owe me the cotton for the godel. And who's a muzik? The nizik is a muzik. So the nizik keeps it. That's the mile of tofas. If it won't be tofas, so who's the muzik? So the mazik is the muzik. So then you put it to pay. You say he doesn't owe you. He says he does owe you. He's a muzik. We can't take it away from him. Bezdin will not take away from the muzik. So Tosfos, this is pshat in Tosfos. This is pshat in Tosfos. Perish loy litel im tofas. Ve'ein loy im loy tofas. Period. So this is one line of Tosfos we understand. Now there's a second line, which also has to be explained. When does Tvisa help? If he's mourning both Shvorim, al ha-godul v'al ha-kotm, he's mourning the godul for the godul, the kotm for the kotm. Im tofa, so he was tofas, mishtalim, then he can get the kotm for the godul and the godul for the kotm. Avo masnisin vilael, but what'll be the case if they are not two nizikim? There's one nizik and two sofik mazikim. The middle case, it's talking about shnayim roitvim, two were chasing the nizik. The two were chasing the nizik. So the nizik said that the godel was mazik. The mazik says the cotton was mazik. And we'll have such a case that he was tefis the cotton. What'll be the din over there? So Tosfos, there Bezin will tell him, you give back that cotton. You said the cotton wasn't masik you. You give back the cotton. Avo masnisen de lael de ein loy tviya el ala godel afil tefis ha cotton ein mishtal minei. V'lei shayach lishnu yelel roi litol ve ein loy. Because Roilito means I day tvisik, even dim tofas, let me shtalamine. And Taisa says the same thing about tanu chitim, nire, dim tofas soirim, let me shtalam. If it'll be tofas soirim, it won't help. So Mamela, what is pshat and Taisa? Now we have to stand pshat and Taisa. Taisa says tofas only helps if there are two nizaikin, then tofas will help. But tanu chitim, voidle besoirim, tvisa will not help. If he says that the godel hizik, one hizik, and he says the cotton hizik, Jesus will not help. What is Pshat and Taisvis? Zog to Yam Shal Shloima Mordike Pshat and Taisvis. He says, the gather of Tofas is, he becomes a Murzik. He's a Taifas and he's a Murzik. So he says like this, if there were two Nizoykin over here, the Godel was Genizik, the Cotton was Genizik, he's tining that the Godel was Mazik the Godel, the Cotton is Mazik the Cotton, that's his tining. So before he comes to Bezni, he wants to make sure that it'll be by him, he'll be a Murzik. So he chapped the Godel to be Teveya from the Godel, for the Godel. He chapped the Cotton to be Teveya from the Cotton, for the Cotton. Good. But he chapped each one to have a schus in each one. That's, was the, so then, if I chap something to have a schus, then I'm called a Murzik. So if he's made it to you that I owe you the cotton for the cotton, I owe you the cotton for the godel, I owe you the godel for the cotton, then he's called a Murzik, and then you say that the Tvisa will help. But if there's only one Izik, and he says the godel was Mazik, my share, and the cotton wasn't Mazik, and he chapped the cotton, so I come over to him, Rabbi, what right do you have to chop the cotton? You have any rights to this cotton? No. So this tvisa doesn't make him a murzik at all. Or the same thing, chitim or soirim. I'm mon from you, chitim, and you might then soirim. So I go and chop the soirim. I come over, Rabbi, does he owe you soirim? No. So this tfisid, lefi devorecho, you have no legitimate right to take the soirim. You have no legitimate right to take the soirim, so you don't become a muzik on the soirim. So therefore the haidor of the nitva will not help you that you should be able to be zeich on the soirim. Al tzeidor keneged ador, and you're a muzik, because in this case you're not a muzik.